All right, good afternoon, everyone. My name is Javier Quintero, and I am a recruiter at Driscoll's. I have been at Driscoll for about 3.5 years now. I want to tell you a little bit of a story about my background and how I arrived at Driscoll's. So you're probably thinking, well, you're a recruiter. You should know how to build a resume, find a job, right? Well, truthfully, when I applied to Driscoll's, I applied about 15 times as a senior in college. And as you can imagine, I got declined every single time. So you're probably thinking, how are you here today? Well, I did a lot of networking in college, and I've discovered who Driscoll's worked with from a temporary staffing standpoint. And so I was always passionate about growing into, you know, HR, finance, and I discovered who Driscoll's worked with and partnered with from a temporary staffing standpoint. So I connected with them, shared my resume, talked about my story, and how passionate I was about the company. And sure enough, you know, a couple days later, I got a phone call to come in for an interview, and I was offered a position with the intention of only being there for a couple months. So, 3.5 years later, I'm here. So about a month into the role, I was converted to a full-time position, and as you can imagine, I was super excited and eager to get going, and that brings us to today. So today I'm going to talk a little bit more about who Driscoll's is, what we do, and what the hiring process looks like. How many of us are interested in finding full-time employment after graduation? Show of hands, I'm sure everyone is, right? Especially Logan, which is my colleague right there. Our story. So Driscoll's, we're really trying to pursue the best flavor in terms of our berries, right? So whether you personally like strawberries, blackberries, or blueberries, Driscoll's wants to listen to you and understand what are some key characteristics that you look for when you go to the supermarket and select a clamshell, which is that plastic container that we store our berries. And so Driscoll's is a company that was founded in Watsonville, California, so on the Central Coast, California, between Monterey and Santa Cruz. It's a company about 100 years old, family-owned and operated, which I personally love. And really the goal for us is to have a year-round berry patch. So what does that mean? So that means that if you're on the East Coast and it's snowing, we want to make sure that you're able and have access to those four berries year-round. Secondly, we also want to make sure that we have different growing regions, so that way when you purchase our products, you're receiving those delightful fresh berries and you're bringing that home with you. And so the really cool thing about Driscoll's is that we're in 6 continents, and our company does about $4 billion in revenue per year, which is really exciting because it's a company that's, as I mentioned, headquartered in Watsonville, which is where I'm from, and being able to be a part of that mission and seeing that impact, we're able to provide fresh, healthy products to the globe. And so our mission is to continually delight berry consumers through alignment with our customers and our berry growers. So we operate on this independent grower model. And essentially what the independent grower model says is that we as Driscoll's are going to be providing our growers with proprietary genetics for them to grow our product. But in turn, we are going to be providing those growers with the support services that they need. So whether it's a plant breeding issue, whether it's an entomology issue, whether it's something within the soil, how do we provide them with that service and expertise that maybe they're not equipped with, or they're maybe not, they don't have the time and resources to invest in. So Driscoll's is able to provide that resource to them. And our company is founded off these 3 values: passion, humility, and trustworthiness. So whether you're a berry grower, whether you're an employee like myself, we want to make sure that you're embodying those values. And those values are really key, and I'll get to that a little bit later, especially for external candidates who are applying for roles. How many of us have had Driscoll's berries in the past or have seen them? Great. So hopefully that experience is really positive. If not, really our goal is to continue to get better, and it's not just focusing on one thing. I know some people are like, well, I really like the really large strawberries. Well, that's great and all, but at the end of the day, we want to focus on that flavor, that experience that you have. Make sure that when it arrives to your table, that it meets your expectations. And so we offer organic and conventional berry varieties. Again, we don't utilize GMO techniques, which is something that I also value, and I think a lot of our consumers value as well. Even though sometimes you're like, wow, they're so beautiful. There's got to be something that's being modified with the genetics. But I can honestly and firmly say we do not employ those types of techniques. And so how do we arrive at that? Well, we have a number of different techniques that we're utilizing. You know, one of them being molecular genetics techniques. We also have our own sensory team that goes around our corporate offices and throughout different emerging markets around the world, setting up flavor panels. So I kid you not, when I go to my office on Monday morning, I'll have different varieties on my desk to try and be able to evaluate day in and day out. So that gives us an opportunity not just for our consumers, but also our employees to try out our products and say, what are some key areas that we should be focusing on going forward? So how do we grow? So as I mentioned earlier, we partner with independent growers across the globe to grow our proprietary genetics, but then also are exploring new and different growing techniques. So some of our products are grown, our plants are grown in ground, in soil, but then also we're experimenting with substrate or grown in pots, and then also tabletop growing systems. So that's allowing us to attract labor more easily. As some of you may know or may not know, in California we have a labor shortage. So, let's be honest, it's not really an attractive role to be harvesting strawberries out in the heat day in and day out, or even raspberries under, tunnels. And so as a result of that, Driscoll's has been really innovative and really listening to what our potential employees saying about the growing conditions or the working standards. And so we're able to, utilize these techniques to attract more labor for us to harvest our great berries. And so what are we doing in terms of, food safety and worker welfare? So I mentioned a little bit about attracting labor, right? And so one of our goals is to make sure that not only are internal employees at Driscoll's being treated correctly, whether that's being provided with water, shade, those very minimal and essential things that seem pretty obvious to most of us, we want to make sure that our growers are also employing those techniques and ensuring that they care about their employees. So some of our growers are doing an amazing job in providing housing for the seasonal harvesters to come in, for 3 to 6 months to harvest their product. And so that's a really, positive highlight of our, standard way of operating. And so one of the cool things I want to highlight also is, our history of innovation. So Driscoll's was part of the foundation of the Strawberry Institute in the 1940s. And so this is really specifically dedicated to research and development, or more on the plant breeding side. And then in the 1950s, we patented the first strawberry, and this allowed us to increase production yields, but then also we were able to ship that strawberry out more, quickly, and then it also our consumers were able to receive that product the way they see it through those images and the way we're marketing in those different geographies. And then the other thing was, in the 1970s, a lot of our independent growers were able to ship under one label, and that label being Driscoll's. And so, as you may have seen in, the last about 10 years, Driscoll's has undergone a couple of different logo changes, and really want to make sure that we're tying into, the family culture vibe into that label. And so, as a result of that, our growers are able to use that label as well. And you may have seen, I know it was a surprise to me, but seeing that yellow, basket with strawberries is quite interesting. And so that was employed in the 1980s. And then in the 1990s, we had this really breakthrough technology of the clamshell. So what we see today in our stores, that's really was a breakthrough in terms of the post-harvest, what happens after the fruit is harvested and once it arrives and it's cold, stored, and then shipped to our customers. And then in the 1990s as well, we penetrated the European market, and that continues to be an area of opportunity for us going forward as we want to continually delight berry consumers throughout the globe. And how do we do that? Well, we have to understand what those asks are of those growing markets, one of them being, hey, there's a big ask on organics, right? And so some of the challenges today, as I mentioned, one of them being rising labor costs. Well, as a grower, as an independent, family-owned and operated grower, sometimes you can't always offer the highest, wages, right? And so how do you address those labor challenges? Well, that can be through different methods, one of them being using alternative growing methods. So tabletop strawberries, which are basically elevated strawberry plants, or substrate raspberries, which in turn helps save water and resources, but more so is used as a labor attraction tool, as I mentioned. And at the end of the day, it leaves more money in that harvester's pocket, so, and in the grower's pocket, because the harvester is going to be more productive with how they harvest the fruit. In addition to that, there's a huge demand for organic products. So how are we going to address that? Well, we are, as I mentioned, a global company, so we have to take into account what does organic mean in those different geographies, and do we have a standard way of interpreting that? Thirdly, as I mentioned earlier, there's a demand for high quality fruit. So people, there's a huge increase in interest in health, right? I think we all want to eat very healthy, but how do we ensure that that quality of fruit meets that standard of that consumer? Because if you're very conscious about what you eat and what you put into your body, you're going to see that fruit, and if it looks moldy or mushy or it's leaky, chances are you're going to think twice about consuming that product. Again, we want to make sure that we're being more efficient with our berry production. And as I alluded to earlier, there's an opportunity for us to continue to experiment with those different growing methods, whether that's growing in ground or growing in elevated tabletop strawberries. The other really cool and exciting opportunity for us is the implementation of automation and robotics. So in our Southern California region, we have a really cool automated harvester that'll go through these fields and different rows and harvest our strawberries for us. However, realistically, our independent grower is going to be able to lease, several million-dollar machine? Probably not. But how does Driscoll's continue to partner with startup companies to address some of these challenges that can be done through automation? So as I mentioned earlier, here's an example of our tabletop strawberries. This photo was taken down in Santa Maria, California, so Southern California. And so what are the top reasons why we do this? Well, it's labor-friendly. It's resource-friendly, so we're saving water. We don't have to fertilize as often. And then the other challenge, though, with this is that it requires a certain skill set. So for anyone studying, different growing techniques in their graduate programs or undergraduate programs, what are some skill sets that you need in terms of those new growing systems? So it's definitely more precision in terms of what you're doing as far as irrigation, fertilization, fertigation. And so the other cool thing about this is it leaves us a lot of opportunity for us to hire agronomists, who are really that right-hand man or woman for our growers out in the fields, getting boots on the ground, understanding what's going on within our production fields. Talked about that. And then the other upside of tabletop strawberries is you're able to monitor things remotely. So you don't have to be out in the fields observing what's going on. You're able to monitor that through a computer, mobile application, things of that nature. And so here's just a snapshot of some of the tools we're using and employing at Driscoll's. As you can see, this is going through a strawberry field, and instead of having a whole crew of maybe five, we have two people going to the field harvesting those strawberries. So here we have a short clip. So the really cool thing about the robo-carts is that instead of having your harvesters, run from one end of the row to load it up on a truck, you have this robo-cart who's following those harvesters, so that way they can simply load it up from an ergonomic standpoint, but then also from a labor cost and efficiency standpoint. It's very productive. And so one of the biggest areas of opportunity for Driscoll's is being a more data-driven company and really driving our decisions on data analysis skills, but then also understanding, hey, what are some areas of opportunity? What do we do next? How are we going to make decisions in the future? Whether it's understanding what are some of those growing pains for our growers, whether it's seasonal labor or whether that be a lack of expertise in a specific field. And then with the data piece, it also allows our employees to see the bigger picture of things. So whether you're in a support function such as finance or HR, or whether you're in plant breeding, those data analysis skills are going to be very important, because you can be a subject matter expert in something, but if you're not able to interpret that information to a general audience, that's going to be something that you need to start polishing up now. And so how do you become a member of our team? Well, our process is probably not the shortest, but it's definitely an opportunity for you to, for us to understand whether you're fitting our values, our culture. We're a very culturally and values-driven company. One of the things that I encourage any prospects or anyone who's interested in applying at Driscoll's is to review our open positions first. The really cool thing about that, it gives you an opportunity to learn about, hey, does my profile or my skill set match up with the role? Secondly, it gives you an opportunity to look up anyone on LinkedIn, or how many of us have LinkedIn here? Cool. Yeah, so this gives you an opportunity to connect with someone who's in that similar role, and then you can start asking those questions before you even apply. And if you feel, hey, after that conversation, I think I would be a good fit for this role, then go ahead and apply. And how would you apply? Well, here's our careers page link. This will show you all the new positions that are coming up, and as well as any internships. If anyone's internships, they'll also be advertised here. One of the things that I think a lot of candidates fail to submit are, you know, your cover letter or your CVs. I think sometimes applicants are like, I'm just going to apply to as many jobs as I want, and I'm putting myself out there. You know, I know I did that as well, and one of the things I learned is being able to articulate why I'm the best candidate for this role through a cover letter, right? How are you going to differentiate yourself when you have two pretty equal candidates right next to each other and one submits a CV? You'll get to have that, you know, that personal touch in your application for sure. And so this really helps you articulate the why, you know, really selling yourself and your skill set and what you bring to the table. And so what should you expect when you apply to a role at Driscoll's? Well, it's reviewed by a recruiter, and usually it's reviewed on based on what the hiring manager is looking for in terms of skill sets, technical abilities, things like that. And then secondly, if you're qualified for the role, then you'll get a phone call from a recruiter to talk more about your background, and then we will be able to assess whether you're a good fit for our company through our company values, our company culture, and then from there we would be able to forward you and move you forward with the hiring manager so they can review your application material and have that conversation. And so as I mentioned earlier, the hiring manager would give you a call to question you more on the technical side and really see if you're a good fit for the role. And once you complete that step, then you're put through what we call panel interviews. And those in-person panel interviews are usually cross-functional. So you have someone from they'll be working directly with, other from different departments to get a feel for, hey, this person's a really good a future colleague for us, so let's consider them for these reasons. And these are all hosted at either our headquarters or wherever the work site location is. And ultimately, you get a call from your hiring manager to say, hey, we want to offer you the job, and then you get the offer extended. Some additional ways to join our team, or as I mentioned earlier, through internship opportunities. Those are open through January through March, and we extend offers late March. And then there's also opportunities for seasonal or temporary work. And then the last thing I want to leave you with is setting up a job alert through Workday, which is our system of record and where applicants would apply. So whether you have an interest in a specific department, you're able to have that system alert you when that role opens up, and then you'd be able to contact one of us for that opportunity. Thank you. Any questions? All right, well, we have our booth back there. I have my colleague Logan here, and we're happy to take a look at your resume or talk a little bit more about careers specifically. All right, thank you.